This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, June 8, Humble Patterns. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Philippians is one of the warmest and friendliest of Paul's letters in the Bible. The church in Philippi seems to have been quite healthy and a source of joy for Paul. But it was not perfect. No church is. As we read along in Philippians, we see hints and whispers that Paul knows a few unhappy and unhealthy things about this congregation. There are some cracks in their unity, some struggles with pride. In Philippians 2, Paul begins to address this, and he lays it on pretty thick. If you are even remotely Christian, Paul says in effect, then make me even more joyful by embracing humility. Many theologians teach that humility is the core Christian virtue, the characteristic that makes us most like Jesus. Humility helps us realize that even though we all have gifts and talents to do many things, that does not make us better than anyone else. Instead, we try to see life as a level playing field on which each person does his or her part, and at the end of the day, we pay more attention to others than to ourselves. Let someone else compliment you for your work while you focus on building up others. We all need each other. Each of us needs to be thankful for the next person. This is, as Paul explains next, the pattern established by Jesus. So this is the pattern to follow. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, grant us by your Holy Spirit a portion of your humility. Help us to serve all the people around us, even as you served us. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.